Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready?
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. That's right, you should be moving on up. And if you are a female or if you are associated with any Greek organization and your 100 years coming up, like you AKAs, your 150 year, or you Deltas, if you out there, give me a woo-woo, because we're moving on up. We're moving up in age. This is our 100 year. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating 100 years of being in existence. 100 years and scores ago, there were a group of women that envisioned an organization, a sorority called Delta Sigma Theta, DST. And for those who were in my lineage, 15 TNT, 15 touches of natural togetherness. That's right. Women have been envisioned to do great things this year, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you go ahead and join me as I usher in the year of the feminine energy. We might as well do this thing up proper, right? Because we know that the energy of women is being rushed in. So we're going to talk about Delta Sigma Theta. And for you Delta Sigma Thetas out there, if you are in the audience, why don't you come in and help me co-host my room this evening? My chat rooms are now open. We'd like to invite you in. We have hollowed this day out. We have set this day aside just for you, Delta Sigma Theta, and also for you other Greek ladies out there, if you'd like to join us, a.k.a. Zeta Theta Veda. And if you are out there and you would like to join us anyway and you're not Greek, go on and lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Lock it in there, little G.I. said, and keep it right there. Keep it right there, ladies and gentlemen, because we're about to get a drum roll for our women, and we are going to ask them to come step it out strong today. Come on in this room, Delta, because it is our year starting out the week on the Sunday. Very much. You are so kind sometimes, so sweet sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating our 100 year starting the week out this Sunday. We started to celebrate, and that was the anniversary of our 100 years. There were many founders who envisioned a group of women coming together to have a concept, a mission, to be a servant. And that's all we are, ladies. Don't get it twisted. We are servants. And being the vice walk on the line, keeping it together, moving right on time, I shuck in a job, but I do not play. So for all you young men, you keep your hearts away. That was what my line was when I was online. Oh, about 35 years, I'd say about 40 years ago when I was online and was scrolling through, we had to have our line straight and we had to keep it together right on time. It was not about stomping. It wasn't just about doing our little dance and our little gig and wearing our crimson and cream and our red and white. And it wasn't about carrying our paddles around thinking that we were somebody. It was about being a servant. And that's all we were, is servants to the community. And I don't know how many of you Deltas are out there today, but I want to say, you can come in and voice your opinion today. We're celebrating because it's our day, ladies and gentlemen. We are being asked to stand 100 strong and begin to usher in this energy that women will be using. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Not that we're taking anything away from the men. We want to say that we have cute dogs out there, Kappas, and I have had to chasten initially this year about some of the hazing, and I'm still against hazing, and never was for it because there's no place in an organization called Greek fraternity. However, I do want to acknowledge those who are public service people who are acting as service men and women. I want to acknowledge you because that's what these airways is for us to highlight those dates and times that are significant, and we've hollowed this day out for Delta Sigma Theta. So, Deltas, if you're out there, you'd like to come in and co-host in the chat room. Our chat rooms are now open. We're going to be talking about women in leadership and what is our responsibility as a leader. We first have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have to give homage to our higher self. And I'm going to pour libations today because I want to have rituals in place to let our sisters know that we must continue to keep our rituals in place. And our rituals are strong, and they are mighty and powerful, like a two-edged sword, strong, cut going in and cut going out. We like to pour libations to Oludulama Re. We like to pour libations to him because he is a black god of this earth. We have to understand that we are not a polytheistic believers. We are monotheistic, and we believe in the one God. And we also like to say that the deities that represent God are the mother and the father spirit. So we pour libation to our mother and father spirit because the only way we get to know heaven is through our ancestors. And our ancestors know the way to heaven. So let us pour libation and do this in account of recognizing them on a daily basis. I pour libation to Oludulama Re and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my mother spirit, Yamanja. She is the mother of the earth and of water, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my mother spirit, Clara Jenkins, and I light a candle to you today, Clara Jenkins. May you rest in peace and find your way back home quickly. I pour libation to my father spirit, Robert Jenkins, Obatala, the man in white, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libations to the East, and I say, I say, and I like to call out Zora Neale Hurston. I like to call out Nina Simone, that you might find your way back to this circle to reunite yourself with the great women that stand together in leadership. I pour libations to the West, and I say, I say, and I call forth Moses, 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 come and join our circle. I say, I shave. Sweet Coretta Queen, come join our circle. And I say, on account of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday being on January the 21st, the celebration, we know the 15th is the day, but we celebrate on the 21st. And we say, I shave to our sister, Coretta King, I shave. And ladies and gentlemen, we like to pour libations to the East now, and we say Ashe, and they, oh yay, to carry the wind and blow the wind beneath our wings, Ashe. I like to pour libations to the South, and I say Ashe. And may those sisters who might still be in the lagoon, who might still be passing through the middle passes, may they find their way back to the greater circle, and may they join us, and may they mount over our backs as they crawl over our backs to reunite themselves to the greater circle. May the force of leadership be felt and present here today as we go on to discuss leadership roles for our sisters. And we say Ashe. Now, we like to say a prayer because we know this is the beginning of new things for women, and we know that this 100 year is significant for us, and we may we have many more years. So I'd like to say a prayer on behalf of the women that are going to be out front and who are called upon to be servants. I ask that, Father God, that you would allow us to be able to humble ourselves, that you would take up residence within our being, and that you would allow us to stir you up. And that may we grow you up like an infant, and may you begin to cohabitate within our being, and may we press you forward. So you will show up, God, and that they will see the Godhead within our spirits and on our crowns. And may we be counted worthy to be servants to you today. And may you be able to use us, Father, and let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. And Father God, help us to understand that we may give all of our possessions, and may we give everything we own. If we have not love, we are nothing but a noisy, clinging cymbal. May we remember that though we may give all of our talents and give all of our worthy gifts, if we have not been patient with someone and taken up time to forgive, then may we realize that we're nothing but a noisy, clinging cymbal. May we honor the fact that we can forgive ourselves for what we haven't done. And may we forgive others, and may we love our neighbors as ourselves. As the second commandment that Jesus would command us, love God with all your heart and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And you say, oh me, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Those that do the will of your Father is your neighbor. Then you go on to help your neighbor and grow your neighbor up so that he will be flat-footed and standing on solid ground to be a vessel and to be a servant and to help us, Lord, so that we may realize that being a noisy, clinging cymbal is not what you have called us to be, but you've called us to take up the cross and carry the cross, and you've called us to be the gods today. We know that we are the gods, and we are not mistaken. We know that you take up residency in us, Lord, and you press yourself forward, and as we go through obstacles, that is the only way that we can see you is through pressing against the pricks and bringing you forward. So we thank you for this day, for allowing us to be nothing but mere servants, and we praise you and give you all the glory, and to God be the glory today. Now, we're talking about leadership. If you'd like to join us in this conversation, you can call in at that 646 number, 478-0270, and we're having a discussion today about leadership roles, and we're celebrating because this is the day for the year of 100 years. Sunday marked the 100th year for Delta Sigma Theta, and I'm calling on any of my fans that might be out there, the 15 touches of natural togetherness. If you're out there in the airways and you were part of Zeta Theta's chapter coming out of Purdue University and West Lafayette, call in and say hello to your fans, because, see, we want to reunite those 15 touches of natural togetherness, and we want to give them opportunities to take time to reach out. And if you're Delta or Greek and you want to reach out, call in. I don't care if you're AKA, I don't care if you're Zeta Beta, call in. And even if you are Q's, Omega Psi Phi, Kappa Alpha Psi, call in, because we want to talk about our responsibility as leaders today. Now, as responsibility as leaders, you have to first of all pray and ask God if he has sent you to be a leader. Because, you know, some people just go and some just went. Some call themselves, but we all cannot be called to do the same thing. Like, all the members of the body have a different responsibility. Now, we all were called to be evangelists, and we were all called to take the Great Commission across the world and to talk to someone about the goodness of God and to also inform everyone that God resides within them. There's nothing outside of ourselves that looks like a God that we will see in the atmosphere or that will come back and rapture us. The only God that you will take up residency with is in your being, and you must begin to love yourself, and you must begin to cultivate your spirit and take time to spend time with God, because you are stirring up the Godhead in you with the infant who was placed there. It is up to you to grow that infant up. It is up to you to give it nourishment and milk. Don't eat off everyone's table. Make sure that that Godhead is getting a balanced diet so he grows up and he does not, or she does not, become premature. And a lot of us are premature in our spirit. A lot of us are not where we should be because we have not, because we ask not, and we have not taken time to develop our spiritual being. Now, I had talked to you earlier this year about the Buddhist belief and about the Eightfold Path. and how they believe in developing their whole self. And I'm still going to be talking on that because some of my friends have reminded me that they are not worshiping a god or a theologian, or is it a religion, but it is a way of life and the ability to develop yourself. Now, on that Eightfold Path, and right guidance is one of the things that we should understand, that we develop ourselves. This is a self-help room. If you're going to be a leader, you have to begin to spend time with yourself. Don't be afraid of being alone. Don't be afraid of being pulled away from your friends, because God cannot speak to you if it's noisy. You cannot even hear God, the God that resists, that exists within you, if you're in a place where there's a lot of noise. So you need to go and get quiet somewhere. Now, those of you who are leaders and know that you're leaders, you know who you are. I don't even have to point you out, because you have been given an inner witness, and God has already spoke to you about the challenges and your responsibility of being a leader. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to go to the White House to work with Obama and you're going to stand out front. Your leadership role may take place in your humble community. It may take place in your humble church, but wherever you are, stand up and possess your pulpit. I don't care if you have to come in here to blog talk and set up your own radio station, but possess your pulpit, because you are going to be called upon to be an advocate, number one. And a person who won't advocate for themselves, who is a coward, and who won't especially advocate for children and people that are weak, the Bible says support the weak. And being an advocate sometimes means being a hero, and being a leader sometimes means being a hero. God cannot use you if you are afraid of your own shadow, and if you won't stand up on the clouds of irreproachable issues, or if you will not speak out against issues that are not right. So it's very important that you not be afraid. This thing called fear is a lower expression, and it creates a phobia, causing you to become sick and psychopathic when you are in a phobia state, fearing everything. Fear not, because God is with you. And when God is in you, or we is in you, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. So the phobia, you have to beat it down, because it is not a part of the natural expression of the mental state, the spiritual state. It is a part of the lower expression. So this year, we're going to spend a lot of time working on our spiritual head, our ORI. Leaders have to spend time away in sabbatical. As you know, ORI goes on sabbaticals periodically, and sometimes I show up missing without leave. Now, we have been talking about the women and talking about some of our third world countries who are suppressing their women, who are not allowing them to attend school, who are also forcing them into marriages at an early age and subjecting them to all types of hideous illnesses at an early age. Now, this whole month, we're going to be talking about women issues and women who are to be allowed to go to school and those child marriages. So this is appropriate for this topic. It's very important that you should understand that we have those discriminative laws right here in America, not just in third world countries. I want to say to you leaders out there, if you're out there in the audience, why don't you give me a call and let me know what you're working on. What kind of project are you working on? Leaders always find projects. They find projects that they can attach themselves to and something that they have to bring to bear. Usually it's something that no one else wants to do. And don't think that when you embrace this particular thing, it's going to be something beautiful and kind. It might be something no one else wants to tackle. Now, I decided to tackle the issue for women's rights because of the fact I'm an advocate. I'm a national advocate. And I told you once before, an advocate writes letters. And if you are down with literacy, let me hear you say, I'm down with literacy, then go out and write your letter and challenge the system to put more money into literacy. There are us There are many of us out there now writing letters for literacy. This room is called Care to Read. And because of that, I am down with literacy, down with literacy. So whenever I can, I will write a letter to Congress saying, please put more funds or please open up those laws and bills so that more funds will go into educational programs like RIP to allow the children to have books in the lower socioeconomic areas who have no books, and for those kindergartners who have never owned a book and who need those books to help them start to thrive in the early intervention of reading. Now, I'm putting some plugs out there. As a leader, I'm supposed to be putting some plugs out there. Now, I don't know what you call yourself, but I call myself a leader. I call myself a leader because I challenge and champion the cause of others who could not speak out for themselves. Most of my work, even in my poetry writing, has been written for military women who could not champion their own cause and who could not speak out for themselves. When you begin to be a leader, you must remember you have got to take the role of a servant. So what is the role of a servant, you ask? The role of a servant is not always standing in the background, but it is to care and to offer your assistance. It is for you also to take up the slack and to bear your brother's or sister's burdens. Now, this year is going to call for something different. I know Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday is here, and I'm not going to give the mountaintop speech today, even though periodically I've been called upon to give speeches for Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm going to preference it around Coretta King. You know, the real wind beneath Dr. Martin Luther King's back was Coretta King, and usually it's the woman in the background who is carrying all the weight when the man stands out front. But there's nothing wrong with that, because a woman needs something or someone to cover her head. Now, for you women who are out there and don't have a man to cover your head, God is already taking up residency with you, and you do have someone to cover your head. Remember in the scriptures, God said he would be your husband. Now, that doesn't mean you stop dressing up and putting yourself together and going out looking decent so that a man will be attracted to you, because you cannot take it for granted that God will do everything for you, and some things you need a natural black man to do. And don't get it twisted, women. Don't go out there and say, I don't need no man, because God is my husband. God will tell you real quick, real quick. He'll take one step towards you, okay? But you're going to have to take a step towards him. But at the same time, you need a natural man to do the things that men do to comfort you. God will give you the strength to believe in yourself again so you can go out there and you can start courting again. But it's very important for you to understand leaders are going to have to attend to the things of God. Sometimes your time will not be spent in dancing and fancying yourself around, trying to look good for a man so he can see you. You're going to have to be busy and about God's work. And when you're busy and about God's work, you don't have to worry about it. He said it's a good thing for a man to find a wife, so he will send you that man. Now, I want to say this. Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream. He said that he wouldn't get there when we got there. And he might not even see the mountaintop. And I don't even care to believe that he ever made it to that mountaintop. He had a mountaintop experience. But I want to get over the dreams, and I want to get over the mountain. So I want us to take on a new consciousness this year, a new consciousness where we're developing our spirit so that we can go back to what the ancients used to do. We're going to sharpen our minds, so we're going to frame our references as we begin to use our mental capacity and our frequencies. We're going to be able to do what they did in Egypt when they were able to send their thoughts to heal them or send their consciousness to speak to the other ones on the other side and to hear conversations that were so clairvoyant that even though they were in other countries, they could hear. Now, greater things we will do than Jesus did. Didn't he say that? It's time for us to start doing some greater things. I'm a little tired of people talking about did you feel that, and pushing people to the floor, saying, now you're healed, be thou healed, and quickly recover. Excuse me. My throat's a little tart. But it's important that we should have our mountaintop experience right here on earth. Now stop looking out in the atmosphere saying, in a minute, God, go rapture us from this stuff. Stop looking out in the atmosphere. The Jesus and God that you're looking for, you will find in the eyes of your children. You will find it in the eyes of your lover. You will find it in your own eyes. Because that God has taken up residency within you. I've already preached the mountaintop sermon about God residing in you. Ye are God, little children, and ye have overcome them. God is within you. And the God that you're looking for is within residency within you. He is housing himself or herself in you. Now, you've got to cultivate that God. You can't do any more on the outside for the world until you settle the storm on the inside of you. Now, how do you cultivate a God? What is the making of a God that is growing up in you? First of all, you have to restrain yourself from strong drink. You have to understand that God will not take up residency in a foul body. He will not take up residency there. So women, those of you who are taking of the vine, thinking that you need this in order to persevere, you're going to have to release yourself from that, because God is going to be doing a new thing. You're going to have a sober mind, a sober mind with a mind stayed on God. Because, see, we are finding so many minds that are taking on Alzheimer's disease and dementia where they are fainting from fear and from a phobia. And we're going to have sound minds. In order to have a sound mind and a mountaintop experience, we're going to be sleepwalking and we're going to dream with our eyes open wide. We don't have to take a nap to dream about what it is we are about to do and the new life that's going to be transitioning. We can see that through meditation. Now, your words of power, your chanting words, you're going to have to take up. You're going to have to use those powerful words while you are sleepwalking, so God will give you visions, and you will not only dream dreams, but you will have visions. Now, in this time, we're talking about God who have authority and power. And if you are leaders, you must have a form of authority and power to decree a thing. Now, God said whatever he decrees, it is so. He will watch over his word to perfect it. Now, my question is, what do you decree today? What do you decree? Why don't you go ahead and decree something? Decree it and watch over it. I decree for the women life of Delta Sigma Theta that they will rise up and go out front, and they will take leadership roles in every state, in every country, in every nation, and their leadership skills will be called upon not only to be servants but to be worshipers. God inhabit our praises. Now, it's very important that we should understand that if we're gods, we're not only decreeing things, we are also taking authority. What does it mean to take authority? It means that you take the rightful place. When someone needs to be chasing, you chasing him. I don't care if it's an institution or a school. If someone has done something wrong to you, you find out the channels of the command and follow the channels of command. And if they oppose you and deny you, appeal that situation. Appeal it to the highest level and follow those chains of command until you've appealed as far as you can go. Never leave a rock unturned. When someone has done something ill-approached to yourself, you be the example for others to see. Sometimes people will pick at you because they know you're a leader and they want to see what you're made of. Show them what you're made of. Step out front and tell them what you're working with. And let them know that it's not you, but the God who lives within you. And let them know that God is on your side, and he resides with you every day. Now, wake him up. He's slumbering inside of you. He's immersed in water. Now, we're talking about leadership roles. We have got to wake up that God. You can no longer pretend that I'm in the fivefold ministry, and I'm I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost if it doesn't quicken you? What do you need the Holy Ghost for if it won't quicken you to use your energy to heal someone or to cause things to change? The Holy Ghost is not magic. The Holy Ghost is power. It gives you the ability to divine. It gives you the ability to walk in and decree a thing. It gives you authority. So when you're going to have a leadership role, you must know your authority. You must know what authority rights you have, but you must be in right standing. You must understand that the eightfold path requires that you be in right standing. You can't be out of order, in season or out of season. You must understand that Dr. Martin Luther King, one day he had a dream. He envisioned that we would have integration and then we would come together. Is it possible? Was it possible to have integration? If someone comes to the table and they bring something to the table and you have nothing to give, will you truly be integrating or will you be overtaken by the other person? And that's exactly what happened. There was no real integration, but overtaken, where we eventually had to amalgamize ourselves. Now, no more of this nonsense about giving up something for nothing, because you can't get anything for nothing these days. So therefore, African Americans have to establish themselves. And nobody's going to help us but us African Americans. And if we are going to have a mountaintop experience, we must begin to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We must begin to see that education is the key. And don't think universities are the only one giving out education these days. You can form your own institutes and educate yourself. Because right now, we are paying so much money for these educations. We are spending twice the amount of money to obtain positions that are lower than what we're spending out. You must understand that once you get this tool list, you must go out there and share it with your other brothers and sisters. Don't just get a degree and find yourself an eternal student. I know this because I had to snatch myself back and say, what is it that I want to leave and deposit in this earth? And it definitely is not going to be spending all my life into someone's institution, being institutionalized. So we have to get a grip. We have to become institutions. We have to be an institution. And we have to form institutions. We have to have our own schools. We have to create our own pedagogical philosophies. And Dr. Martin Luther King believed that if we could integrate, then things would be better. Things would be better. But how do you change the hearts of someone who is psychologically sick with prejudice and don't know that they are sick? There must be an antidote. And usually, in order to heal someone, it takes a bit of the poison to heal that antidote. It takes a bit of the poison. So how do you heal racism? And what antidote do you give for racism? I'll tell you what. Sometimes it's a phobia and fear that one has in prejudging people before the fact. It takes a bit of the poison. It takes a bit of them seeing themselves go through racism. And somehow, we don't know if it was ever intended for us to be able to live peacefully beside other races. We're not sure. But maybe we might have to separate. Maybe that's what Dr. Martin Luther King didn't see. Sometimes it might be necessary to separate in order to clean yourself up and to reestablish yourself. It might be necessary for us to go to another foreign land called Africa. And if that is the case, how many of you are ready as leaders to take your proper position and to take that voyage? It might be necessary because this dream that we're dreaming for all Americans to have equal rights and for everyone to be free, it might not exist here in this land. And if it doesn't exist here in this land, where can we find it? Because Africans have been suppressed so low, that their spirits have been crushed. I want to implore you to lift your spirits, African Americans. Lift your spirits today. All over the country, lift your spirits. I know it looks like things are so bad and that you don't feel like you're going to make it because a job has been taken. I know that right now you don't know if your pension is going to be there, if you will have your Social Security check. I want you to lift your spirits because it's not about this filthy lucre. It's about the God you serve. And if you serve a mighty God, and he said that you could become God, then decree a thing. Decree your financial situation. Decree it. Speak life over your situation. Dr. Martin Luther King did. He spoke life over a situation, and he employed a whole nation of people to look to change in their attitude. But did they change? Did they change before he left this earth? Did they make a move for the better? Are there still more racism situations on this earth? Yes, there is. Nothing has changed in that way. People will change in their own due time. But before you wait for them to change, you must look at other options, other sources, because you cannot be at the lower totem pole, and you cannot be always in the back, but you have got to see yourself overcoming this thing. And we cannot change and legislate people to love you. Martin Luther King wanted people to love each other. He even wanted a legislature, but you cannot legislate morality. It is not possible. So you have got to understand only African Americans can help African Americans. We have to help ourselves. And today, education is wide open for us. We have to help ourselves to a serving a portion of education to become knowledgeable about current events. We have to understand that Dr. Martin Luther King, he had a vision for that time. But we want more than a vision, Dr. Martin Luther King. We want more than a vision. We want our own institution. We want our own society. We want our own sovereignty. Is it bad or wrong to want to be able to govern your own self? Is it bad or wrong to want to be a nation? No, it's not. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. And not only because Dr. Martin Luther King said we could do it. We could do it because we have it within us. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. God lives within you. Now wake up the Godhead that's within you. He's slumbering asleep. Wake him up. We can do this. I know we can, because God said that he would be in you. If your word be in him, then he would be in you. He did not lie, and he is not a God that he should lie. He is in you. You have got to wake him up. Wake him up today. What time is it? It's time to wake up the Godhead in you, and it's time to wake him up from the water and the slumber and to understand the vision and the dream is for this appointed time. So write the vision, and he that writes the vision, let him run with it, because the vision is for this time. No dream, but a vision for this time. This appointed time is where the vision is. And if you want to see change, why don't you be the change that you want to see? Because Dr. Martin Luther King has transitioned on, and he left us with his dream. Now, we sometimes have to wake up out of that dream. And when you wake up out of that dream, why don't you meditate for me? Why don't you meditate on what it is you see and what you want to see happen in this new system? We're in a new world now, order, and things should be changing, and we should be making those changes with new leaders. Leaders, come forward. If you're out there, stand up and be accounted for, because it's time now that you should stand on the front line. We don't want no more incidents to happen without leaders in their proper places, and we have lost the concept of leaders. We have lost the identity with leaders, but no more of this nonsense. Leaders will step up. I decree it. I decree it today, and I decree it tomorrow in this time, in this lifetime.
Y'all ready?
Are y'all ready?
Say yes!
Say yes!
The feeble mind.